Andrew Warner was a student at Miami University when the Twin Towers fell. Like many, he felt called to join the military and fight for his country. He enlisted and went into special forces. Now 30 years old and retired from active duty, Warner is studying medicine at the University of Cincinnati. He remembers a specific incident when he helped save the life of a fellow soldier in the middle of battle.
I realized that no matter all this chaos that was going on and all the bullets and noise and distraction, I was able to moderate that situation and mitigate the threats that were necessary and manage the patient and manage the stress of those persons that were very close to that injured man, manage all that at once in a very dangerous environment, very acute situation. That's when I started to realize I think I could do this as a career.
Before medical school, Warner earned a chemistry degree. He's also taken some time off to deal with some PTSD issues, but he's not letting that dictate his life. If nothing else, he feels it helps him connect with patients at the VA hospital.
Some people are, clinically disabled by their PTSD strictly because they can't get out and function in a day-to-day life. That's an unfortunate turn of events. And when you see them starting to break down those barriers themselves and you've helped that, nothing's more rewarding.
Warner hasn't picked a specialty yet. He still has 2 years of school left, but he likes the idea of working at the VA. He also says he'd go back to the Middle East in a heartbeat, Iraq and Baghdad especially. He says he loved the people there and he'd like to return and use his new skills to help make their lives better. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.